Chaney, hamstring strain, won't practice. Hamler will not practice with a hamstring strain. Brandon Washington has a concussion, so he won't practice for a few days. Jason Babin's making progress. Selleck's making progress. You've seen all these guys out here. Trent Cole making progress. Riley Cooper is feeling a little bit better with post-surgery on the collarbone. Evan Mathis, who's sick and kind of has an inner ear infection, he's doing better, but not quite back yet. And Monte Taylor also had the concussion. Actually, feels pretty good this morning, but still he won't be out at practice today. Nate Allen was dehydrated yesterday a bit with a hamstring spasm, and he's going to try to do something. We'll just have to see how he does in the meantime here. Same with Cullen Jenkins. We'll see how he does. Todd Harriman's, he had a shoulder inflammation, and we'll just see. He's making progress. We'll see if he's able to practice today. So those last three were the ones. Everybody else will practice. McCoy went off yesterday, and he'll be back out. He was dehydrated a bit. Again, you know, I mentioned a couple guys that were dehydrated. On the other hand of that, our numbers are way down practicing in the afternoon compared to what they've been in past years. So in that category, which is a positive, they're doing a good job of getting themselves up, getting the meals in, getting the liquids in before they fall asleep in between practices. They're at least keeping the liquids in, and then once they wake up, they continue to do that. So that's made for better numbers in that area for us in the afternoon practice. Again, the guys are practicing hard. They've got great support out here with our fans. Our fans have just been unbelievable, the number of people that are coming out. And believe it or not, the guys feed off of that. They can hear it, and they interact with the fans out here during practice, and that's a, you know, that, I think that's a real positive tribute to the fans for coming out here and sitting in the heat and the humidity. Again, we're making progress. Today you'll see a backed-up period. They'll be pretty aggressive, and along with a move the ball, so we're getting ready to play in games here, the preseason games. We're giving them more opportunities to actually play the game on the field in that type of a situation. So those are the move the ball periods.
Time shares.
Yeah, there'll be a couple light periods. Yeah.
A couple of the players have talked about the intensity of these afternoon sessions. Can you talk about the, you know, weighing the pros and cons of letting them go at it that hard versus the, you know, the downside of it?
Well, the thing I can tell you is it's football. And, you know, we're going to get better blocking and tackling by doing it this way, and that's very important. This is the way we've done it, with the exception of last year. This is the way we've always done it. And I believe in that. The players have been very positive with it, so... and they're pushing themselves through, which is important. In this day and age, these 6 days here are kind of the dog days that we were presented from the day off a couple days back to the next day off here coming up. So,
Andy, did you see last year, because you didn't practice this way, I think you always have mentioned before but about December, you still had success in December, but did you see conditioning concerns because you guys couldn't practice this way last year?
Well, I think this is a better way of doing it. I think from a fundamental standpoint, it's better. The blocking and the tackling. No matter how you cut this game, you've got to be able to block somebody, you've got to be able to defeat a block, and then you've got to be able to tackle. And everything works a little better on the back ends of the offense and the defense if you're able to do that.
How do you see Kevin Thomas?
Was the trade yesterday more a comment, your concern, maybe for depth on corner or linebacker?
Well, I thought those two linebackers are going to be given an opportunity to play, and I think that's a plus for their careers. And in return, I think we get a pretty good corner, so somebody that's played, has some experience, and played about 40% of snaps with the Colts, so it gives us another player at a very important position.
How does he fit in? What does he do well?
Well, he's been a cover two corner, so he's a big physical kid at the point. More so on the receiver than his tackling and all that stuff, but he's big, long, physical player, and so we think he can do some of the things that we're going to ask him to do and fit in with the bump and run and all that stuff that we're asking our corners to do. But we'll see. We'll see when he gets here.
He's been throwing number 41 kind of all over the field. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, well, listen, he's played a little tight end, which he did in college. That's what he played at UMass, and then he played a little fullback. They moved him a little bit in college. We brought him in here to be a fullback. But when Selleck went down, we thought we'd move him over and just give him a shot there, give him an opportunity to get some more reps. So I think he's done a nice job with that. Smart kid, able to pick all that up. That's a tough thing to do, but he's handling it and doing a good job with it.
Andy, you moved up
the pronunciation of his name down yet?
No.
Andy, you moved up Chaney to the first team nickel yesterday. I know he got hurt, but could you explain the reasoning behind that?
He's been playing well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. So we've told the linebackers, whoever's playing well, you're going to be in there. You get to work with whatever group you're behind. You'll move up a group and have an opportunity to compete. And so that's what this camp's all about. And he's shown up, and so he deserved that opportunity.
Andy, for a new player, how much do you appreciate the leadership that D'Amico Ryans brings on the defense?
Well, listen, he does a nice job with that. His presence is important. He's calm. When things are moving around, offense is today's football, throw you a million different looks and motions and formations, personnel groups, and so you've got to have somebody in there that can pick things up and pick it up quick, and he's able to do that, and really he's helped Casey along the way too, being able to talk to another guy that's been in there, that's always a plus for the player that's standing behind him. But he's just got a good way about him. He's great in the locker room. He's great out here. He works hard. Tough kid.
You usually keep six linebackers with Foku and Lloyd gone. Do you see that spot sort of between Akeem and Keenan Clayton?
Well, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, we're just going to let it roll and let's see how it goes. That's what these practices are about. And then once we get in the preseason games, we'll see how the guys do there.
Andy, I know you've been through this before, but why is it that you don't permit any rookie hazing of any time, even like carrying pads or singing or any of that?
Listen, I'm not into that. I mean, these guys are men. This is their profession. In today's football, those rookies need to play. I don't need them looking over their shoulder at things. They need to get in and learn football, not learn the song of their alma mater, right? I don't need that.
If you look at Cole, Harriman's, Patterson, they've all been here since the 05 draft. Besides the on-field production, what value do they provide having been through a lot here?
Well, listen, any of the veteran leadership that you can get on a team, I think is very important. So you're talking about Trent Cole?
Yeah.
Is who you're talking about? Yeah. Any of that veteran leadership that you can get, especially guys that have kind of been through what we do here. And like I was asked, I mean, it's a little different than some of the teams do. So, and it's different than some of the colleges do. So these young guys are coming in, they're kind of learning our way, and those guys believe in that. And so it's great to have them around to share their experience with, you know, with the rest of the guys.